For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Hey, it's Mike Simpson here. There are always what-ifs that you're trying to guard against, and I want to tell you about Equity Protect, because what if you lost your home not to some kind of natural disaster or a fire, but to title theft? Your homeowner's insurance won't cover you. The monitoring services, they can't stop it. But Equity Protect, they can. You're thinking, is title theft real? Yeah, it is. Criminals can forge documents and steal properties. They try to do it all the time. That's why you need to call Equity Protect at 866-485-1834. What they have is their patented smart policy that protects your homeownership from cybercrime, from fraud. And they've been all over the place, and maybe you've seen them on Forbes, Fox News, MSNBC, USA Today. You can check out their reviews on Google, on the BBB, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834, equityprotect.com. All the info's right there for you, and protect your home today. Equityprotect.com, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834.
Texting terms at unlock.com/SMS. Privacy policy at unlock.com/privacy-policy. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, see unlock.com/legal. After portrayal.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just go to their website.
Text EQUITY to 865-865 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Pay off debt, improve your home, add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Text EQUITY to 865-865. Text the word EQUITY to 865-865. Text EQUITY to 865-865 now.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts.
Follow Mark on Twitter at Mark Reardon KFTK and Instagram at Mark Talk. You're listening to the Mark Reardon Show.
Seeing Kansas, and they're coming back to St. Louis. They're going to play the Fox. This was just announced today, so I thought I would throw Point of No Return into the bumper mix. This is actually, for me, this is an interesting show because Jefferson Starship is going to play with Kansas as well. It's just one of those bands, I can't believe that I've never seen them because they were a really big act here in St. Louis because of Keishi, I would say.
For sure.
And coming back, tickets go on sale. Oh, there's another one. I forgot. There's a third act here. Maybe I'm even more interested in 38 Special than Starship.
Oh, yeah. I love 38 Special.
I'm always
special.
Curious if these bands sound like they used to sound.
Well, yeah, no, they don't, Fred. They don't.
They but probably can.
They do their best. Well, it's a very valid question, and I don't really know the answer, which is one of the reasons I've kind of had that rule of not seeing people over 70 years old. I believe I'd have to break it here for Kansas and for 38 Special because everyone's getting just a little older. Hey, Sue, we have a bad traffic situation. Let's start with that here.
Well, we've got several, but the worst of it is the closure of northbound 270 at 6440. It was an accident, a fatality. They've got reconstruction crews on the scene. So you will be diverted from northbound 270. You'll be forced off at 64. There's also an accident eastbound 6440 at Hanley, and only the left lane is getting by, so there's a huge jam there as well.
I don't like that, Sue.
I know, it's ugly.
I don't like it at all. So there's several things that I wanted to talk about here before we get into Sue's news. Let me just kind of run them down. Fred, I sent this to Fred earlier today because the Athletic, which is part of the New York Times, I can never remember how exactly that worked.
It's kind of like their sports department.
Yeah, but they kind of bought the Athletic, right, didn't they? It was like a different publication, but they've kind of, they've used it as their sports, but you got to pay for the Athletic,
right,
too. I mean, it's like, right, New York Times only gets you so far. So every week, and they're not the only outfit that does this, Fred, as you know, as a baseball fan, they do power rankings, right? And they update, right, the power rankings every week. So, for example, a week ago, the Cardinals moved up the power rankings because, you know, they had won. They took a couple of series. Right now, you have the Dodgers at number one. They were number one last week. The Padres are ranked number two. They're having a great start. The Mets at number two, tied for two. And then you get into teams like the Yankees, the Giants, and the Phillies. And then you got Paige. You know, Paige up. I'm going to Paige up. Oh, there's the Cubs. They're in the top 10. Seattle's number 12. They used to suck. But you know who sucks now? We do. We suck. That's what we're proud of. But listen to this, because this was rather depressing. Not that all of this isn't depressing. Here's how they kind of handicap the Cardinals right now. Now, we only dropped a spot, Fred. We went from 23 to 24.
Out of how many teams?
There are, 32? I believe there's 32 teams in baseball, right? So they rank them all. This says the last time the Cardinals had two consecutive full seasons under 500 was 1958 and 1959.
So now, never in our lifetimes.
Except they do point out that statement is carefully worded to exclude the strike-shortened season of 1994, but as they say, it's still bonkers. Bob Gibson was a rookie on the last Cardinals team to play a second straight full season of losing baseball. Now, it's not impossible for the Cardinals to have a winning season, but they are slipping below 500 quickly. And they, you know, last night was frustrating because they scored some runs in the ninth to make it close with the Braves, but they lost that first game. They say this, too. The last time the Cardinals allowed more runs than they scored in a full season was in 23 and 24. And they say, you know what, the days of reliable contending might be over for good this time. What? That does not sound very good.
For good?
Well,
for the season?
No.
Forever?
Yeah. I don't think they're saying forever, but look, what they're saying there, Fred, you understand what they're saying.
Right.
Every damn year, we're either the favorites or in contention for the Central Division. Mm-hmm. Not anymore. Maybe not for a while. I don't know.
I think what I heard Ethan say earlier is that, you know, he's thinking is it's hard for the Cardinals to get everything going right at the same time, which is what they need to do to win. You get good hitting, but then, you get good starting pitching, but nothing good in the bullpen, and you just can't get it all together.
Well, there's a few teams out there, like the majority of them, that have winning records right now, and they seem to be figuring it out. So I don't know what the challenge might be. Blues lost last night. I was telling Fred, you know, all I can do with a hockey game is eyeball it because I don't know enough about line changes and stuff like that. And the way that I eyeball Winnipeg is they are a damn good team, defensively in particular. I just see these games where the Blues cannot control the puck, you know, in their zone, in Winnipeg keeps doing it, and they wear them down on power plays, etc. So unfortunately, they come back in a 0-2 hole.
You know, I think both teams are really good, but there's a reason why they're, you know, seeded one and we're the eighth seed.
The good news is, though, look, unlike the Cardinals, this is kind of all gravy right now. You know, if they get knocked out of this series, and by the way, let's see what they can do. They still have, you know, best of seven. But they have such great young talent that there is a strong future for the Blues. And the fan base kind of knew that going into this season. Anyway, but last night I'm watching the game, and there's a Lexus commercial that comes on. It sounds like this.
You've always been ahead of the game. For you.
So this is more of a visual thing because I think this guy that I'm going to mention has been the voice of Lexus for a while.
That feeling is unmatched. Their standard isn't for the average.
But in this commercial, you got to see him. And
really?
I'm thinking, man,
I love the voice.
I do too.
So I'm like, all right, this is a studly, good-looking African-American dude, and I know that I recognize him, but it's not, I'm sure I'm going to be accused of being racist here. It's not Sterling K. Brown. At first, I thought it was Sterling K. Brown.
Oh, no, it doesn't sound like him.
Now, well, but I was going kind of maybe on the visuals there just a little
bit. Gotcha.
It's Blair Underwood. And let me tell you
something. Let's hear it again.
That dude.
Yeah, let's play it.
I don't blame him for putting in the commercial because he looked awesome.
You've always been ahead of the game.
Oh, I got it.
I can see it.
For you.
Now that I've mentioned it, you might see the commercial.
Oh, my gosh, I love it.
I thought it was an excellent, excellent
commercial.
I'm going
to go out and buy a Lexus.
You know, I'm always wondering, I'd love to see, I don't think we'll ever be able to see the accounting, but I would love to see the accounting, for example, on John Hamm and his movie and television career versus John Hamm as the voice guy for Mercedes for, what, maybe a decade now?
Yeah.
Same thing with what's-his-name, Dean Winters, who does the you know, the commercials, the Allstate commercials, because, you know, where he plays Mayhem.
He
was on a show called Rescue Me. He's an actor. He's been in a lot of things.
I've saw him on Rescue Me.
Wouldn't your position be that he's probably made a lot more just on that campaign?
Oh, yeah.
I'm jealous. I'm a little jealous of
me
that.
Too.
Well, you got a future. Think about it down the road. You can do commercials.
Well, I do some, Fred. I just am not paid millions and millions a year for them. That's kind of what the goal has been. I think I'm on the dying end of that whole proposition. Let's do this here.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Okay, you guys, I have brought visual aids.
I love it.
Because, you know, we've talked about our post office nightmares, right? We had Mark Reardon try to send something to his dear wife up
in Minnesota.
North,
Right.
And he mailed it, and it sat, and it sat, and she never got it, and he paid extra to get it there. I'm sorry, Fred, what's yours?
I have two most recent ones. One, when we got back from Japan, we sent a huge box of all these souvenirs we bought for Shane to New York City. Never showed up.
Really?
Of course
never
not.
Showed up.
And they did you have tracking?
They said, oh, yeah. Yeah, they said, oh, yeah, it was delivered.
Uh-huh.
But no.
Well, someone stole it on that one, right? Don't you think?
Well.
Who knows?
And then he also got, his roommate just got a piece of mail for save the date for your sister's wedding in September of 2024.
I mean.
So it was, you know, 6 months late.
Those
months
are my
late.
Favorites.
We've
heard stories like
we
that.
Have.
That's not unique. Wow.
Well, I ordered some shampoo from Pros, which is they make shampoo for you. You go on there and say, I want it to do less frizz. I want it to do blah, blah, blah. And it's semi-fancy, so I only do it like once a year.
You're telling us that story as if Fred doesn't know what that is. See, come on.
Right, right.
But they ship it to you directly from Pros. And I know what the box feels like. So I got this yesterday, and I picked it up, and I thought, this is way too light. But the seal on here, the Bros thing, was intact.
Okay. So no one had sliced it
open.
So
it didn't look, well, I didn't think so.
Okay.
And I open it up, and instead of shampoo and conditioner, someone has stolen that and put in someone else's mail.
Are you kidding
me? To weigh it down.
Oh, my goodness.
And the mail they put in there is to a guy who, you know, is in the city in my zip code. And it's a blind guy. So it's like a tape. It's a recorded tape so he can listen to something.
So it's a container. It's
yes.
a plastic container that is rectangle, and it doesn't weigh much,
no.
but it gives it a little bit of weight,
correct.
Right?
Correct. They were trying to. They replaced my stuff with someone else's mail, and here's how they did it. We looked at the bottom of the box. It's not like all the way in. You can just, you see
oh,
what
that
I
is
mean?
Hard. Yeah, yeah. Right.
So they just opened the bottom of the box, took out the stuff, put something in to make it weighted, and then gave it to me.
Okay.
At what point?
Yeah, that's
oh
my question.
My, exactly. So we were pondering this at home. Now, it's Michael's contention that it happens in the actual mail truck, right, where there are no cameras, and then they can just do it there. And I'm saying the post office, I don't know if any cameras work anymore. It's just become mayhem. You're lucky to get anything. But for this to happen, a switch out, you'd have to open the bottom of the box. You might have to read to, I mean, to, and then put in someone else's mail. The fact that someone else's mail is in there makes you think it has to be somebody inside.
Well, so you're saying there's no evidence on a Ring camera or anything that someone came up and grabbed it from your front
nope,
porch?
I saw it.
Okay.
I saw it delivered and it was fine.
See, that's,
so you're thinking inside job.
That's
it's a
troubling.
Total inside job.
I'd hate to think a mail carrier is doing that,
well,
though.
Whether it's a mail carrier or someone who's handling it somewhere and giving it to the mail carrier and trying to fool the carrier by putting that in
so
there.
So what do you do with that? Did you follow up with the company?
No, yeah, I sent them pictures of the box and stuff, and I'm going to take the mail to this guy tonight.
Yeah.
Who's, you know,
right.
tape is in here.
Is he just right down the street or something?
He's on a Tasca.
Hey, maybe he has your shampoo, Sue. Did you ever think of that?
They took it out of my box and put it in a package for him and then switched. I mean, what?
Let me see the box again real quick because yeah. is it, and here's why. Is it obvious if I'm a thief, right?
Yes.
And I'm looking at this thing, I don't really know that it's shampoo. I see something called
Pros.
Oh,
but you do.
Do I?
If you are.
Yeah, but
it's not like I've gotten a box full of Prel, and it's not from Amazon. This
no.
is a known entity.
Oh, I know that. But
so that you could resell it? Is that the goal?
Oh, is that what it is?
How would they know until they opened it?
Well, whatever it is, it's going to be a little. I mean, it's not.
I'm calling this shampoo
hundreds
gate.
Hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
This is shampoo
but
gate.
Yes, but somebody took it out and probably resells it.
What was it called?
Prose, P-R-O-S-E.
Well, now you got me curious. How much is the damn shampoo,
Well,
Sue?
It's $35.
Okay, that's significant.
For the shampoo, and then $35 for the conditioner.
But your hair looks beautiful,
thank
so
you.
It's
I
well worth it.
That. See, thank you for pointing that out. But, yeah, so if you knew that, you could steal it and resell it? Is that the point? Or you just got dirty hair and you thought, I'll take this Prose. What I'll do here is take this man's mail and put it in.
That's very sophisticated for shampoo. I'm with you. That is wild.
Anyway, that's
people
what's
will
happened.
Do anything, I guess.
And then I thought, you try, what's my recourse? Can I call the post office? Well, good luck to that. It's a web.
Right. You're not going to get out of there.
I mean, you'll never get out of there. Right. You hit one for package or whatever, and then they say, well, did this happen? Did this happen? None of those happens. And then they say, well, just hit zero for take you back to the main menu. I mean, it's outrageous.
That's
anyway,
a fascinating
that's what
story.
Happened.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
It's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we are going to have Telephone Tuesday. I bet there's some people that might share stories along those lines.
Yes.
So keep that as a topic here for a couple minutes from now.
My hair's not going to look good for the next guy. I'm just going to warn you. Okay, on this day in history, 49 years ago, it was in 1976 when Barbara Wawa became network TV's first anchor woman when she signed on to co-anchor the ABC Evening News with Harry Reasoner. And she got $1 million a year for that. And it was 49 years ago today.
That's big money for
it
that time.
It is. That's a huge amount of money. I looked for clips, but all I could find of montages when she passed away, so I couldn't really find anything good. Now, the world's oldest marathon, the Boston Marathon, was yesterday. By the way, the first one was in 1897. You have to qualify for it. It's probably the most prestigious one out there. 30,000 runners entered. The winner was from Kenya.
No way.
I know it's
Are
a shock.
Are you kidding me?
And so was the woman. Anyway, he ran this thing. This is 26.2 miles, 2 hours and 4 minutes. That's outrageous. Oh, my gosh. I can't finish a half in that. And the woman's winner, okay, so the guy gets 2 hours, 4 minutes, 45 seconds. The female winner, also from Kenya,
Crowd didn't like that.
17 minutes. So, yeah, there's no difference between men and women except 13 minutes in a marathon. I mean, that's a huge amount of time.
I would say that's a big gap, right?
It is. Also, did you guys hear Cooper Flagg, the Duke basketball star, is going to enter the NBA draft?
Oh, I thought that was kind of a given, though. Was he debating on that?
I guess so. He's so young. He just finished his freshman year. He's going to finish. He's 6'9". I personally don't think he's done growing yet. I think he might have another spurt. I should call him and tell him
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you should tell him. It's good that you made that assessment.
Cooper, I've decided you're going to grow. P.S. Try Prose shampoo. Okay, and this is so bizarre that I pulled the audio. Okay, an interview with two sisters in Australia. They did this interview, and they're identical twins, and it went viral because it's so bizarre. Okay, the story itself is serious. A guy in a red Porsche causes a deadly crash. Then he pulls a gun, shot a guy in an arm, stole an SUV, got in another wreck before the cops finally got him. But the sisters are in their 50s. They're named Bridget and Paula Powers. They were there. Their mom tried to help, not knowing that he caused it. But it's going viral because they're identical twins who speak like the same. Just listen.
I've been curious about this audio all afternoon because I see how it's labeled.
And one guy, he was up there with our mum. He went up there, and he
was coming back down towards us.
And he goes, run, he's got a gun. And our heart started to pound. And I said, oh, mum, where's mum? And poor mum was stuck up there. But apparently our brave mum, she goes, are you all right?
Because he had all blood all over his face.
And he goes,
they speak in unison.
That's making the one is just like a tick behind
Correct.
The other.
But they switch off, Mark. Because I thought the same thing when I first watched it. I'm like, this one's just following her. No! Oh. Then they'll switch. And the other will follow the other. It's so bizarre. It's kind of like that skit on SNL that they did with,
when they were funny.
Yeah, back when they were funny. And it was Kristen Wiig, and they would just get up there and talk about stuff, and she would follow what he said.
That's exactly what it's like.
Oh,
it really is.
My gosh. It was just...
That's a good find.
Yeah, it was just bizarre. All right, shall I wrap? What do you want me to do?
Do one more.
Okay. What temperature do you like your shower? Do you like it scalding hot? Do you like a nice cold shower? Fredders, what is your shower?
I think it's like 3/4. So you know how you get it like right in the middle?
Yes.
I'm more to the hot side.
I am more to the hot side. Mark?
Very hot.
Okay, so, thank you. It's mostly, I love it to be hot. 44% say roasty toasty. Fred, are you in the 33% that says warm? I don't know.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm more hotter than warmer.
Fiery hot, 10%. No. 8% lukewarm. I don't know who you people are. And 3% say cold. Now, mostly, the cold showers are supposed to be good for you. You know, it's supposed to kind of wake you up. The ideal shower temperature is between 98 and 105 degrees. I've never actually put a thermometer in there to figure that out, but I might now when I'm using inferior shampoo. 85 to 105.
Well, so my hot tub...
Oh, no, sorry, 98 to 105.
And that makes sense. And there, you know, you wouldn't think that that's a big variation, but I set the hot tub to 104. And I like... And,
oh,
you know,
okay.
104.1?
No, not. But if you are 102 or 103, I mean, you do feel the difference. So
you,
I like 104. Okay. So that's basically my shower temp, I think.
Okay, I like it hot. That's just how it is. And finally, at Sue's News, we have today's random fact. The founder of Timex, the Timex watches, where did they get the name? Well, he picked it in honor of his father because his father loved reading Time magazine and loved Kleenex. So he combined them. His idea was this will evoke the idea of a timekeeping device that, like Kleenex, is useful and durable.
Well,
isn't
he kind
of bizarre.
He kind of nailed that one, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
That's pretty good. I love that one. Thank you, Sue. For Sue's News, she's got a big traffic report coming up. Kansas coming with 38 Special and Starship Friday. Oh, I don't know if it's a Friday, but it's Saturday, September 27th. I just changed the day. Tickets on sale May 2nd. Good Lord. Can't get the words out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. in, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
All right, just briefly, Sue's been keeping on top of this afternoon, but 270 is still a situation where that's closed at 6440 in the northbound lanes, right?
Nope, they just reopened it.
There
those two right lanes are open, and things are looking better through there. But we've got issues this afternoon on 70 as well. There was another accident near Lucas and Hunt, and we've got a jam on southbound 270 in the area where that accident was, and that put extra volume on 141. It's just kind of that afternoon.
Yep, I believe that. Well, you know what else is it? The type of afternoon it is? This type of afternoon.
Telephone Tuesday, 314-241-9797.
Well, we often cover a variety of topics, so we're not just going to narrow it down to one, but I was curious if people wanted to talk about Abrego Garcia and due process, or if you have a... I thought Sue's story here that she just shared about the Postal Service was quite fascinating, but let's see what we have here this afternoon. Carrie, you're on 97.1 FM Talk on Telephone Tuesday. Get us started.
Okay, Mark. I wanted to call in and tell you that I've had 5 packages stolen by the United States Postal Service.
Oh, my.
I know for a fact that they've stolen them. On my last package, they said I signed for it at 7:30 at night at the Baldwin Post Office. Well, they're not even open at 7:30, so how could I possibly sign for it there?
I would say that's a valid question. So when you raise those issues, did anyone have any kind of explanation?
Well, they tell me to open a claim, not a claim, but open up a ticket, I guess you could say.
We call it a ticket. That, you know what that means? It'll never, ever be solved, just so you know.
Right.
You guys...
Right.
A very
nice lady will help you in the beginning, and what can we do for you and what happened, and okay, here's your incident number and all that, and then it goes in the trash. They don't do a thing. I've opened up 4. I stopped opening them because they don't lead to anything.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I feel your pain.
I
do want to mention somebody on X or Twitter let me know that I should contact the postal inspectors in actual St. Louis, and gave me a phone number. It's Dan Taylor and 314-436-5029. If you want to call.
It's just, thanks for the call. I appreciate you jumping in here. It's just disappointing because I'm naive here.
It used to be trustworthy.
I would hope that it's not the postal workers that are doing it, because you would think that there'd be cameras everywhere, right?
You would think.
In distribution centers, certainly at the offices. But again, then where does it actually take place?
Exactly.
If someone's not walking up to your door, it had to take place. I mean, could it possibly be from the company when the company...
No.
Sends it to... Well, wait, how
probably
do you know
that? Because it was a local piece
exactly.
of mail that was substituted.
It's the mail that gives it all away.
Oh, good point,
yeah.
Sue.
And
it had to be someone
correct.
Local. Damn it. That's why I'm not a detective. Right?
That's why I read... Well,
no, but that's
why
Sue watches Murders in the Building, right?
Yes,
that's a good
exactly.
point, though. See, I forgot about that little tidbit. All right, well, there you go. 241-9797. Jump on in here. Ethan is taking your phone calls. Chuck, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mark. Well, I was listening to Sue's problem with her Pros shampoo, and I used to work at UPS years ago, and there was a section there called Package Service Center, and what they would do is packages that opened up or got broken during shipping, they would reservice them, repackage them as well as they could, and ship them on. Well, there was an incident where those Package Service Center people were diverting TVs, boxes of silver, things like that. So, and they had the perfect setup because they could readdress things, and that was their job, so they didn't come under scrutiny for doing what they were doing. What happened, though, people were calling in, and they ended up being able to trace through various people that had problems, because the packages get scanned along the way.
Sure.
They were able to narrow it to that particular service center and then the time frame that packages were going through, and they were able to catch the guys, and they got brought up on federal charges. So I would encourage you to call in, because it may take time, because they have to go through a lot of investigations, but they will eventually narrow it down. And these guys, apparently, they got away with, they estimate, over $1 million. This was back in the late 80s. Oh. So $1 million of goods was a lot of money.
And you beat me to the punch, because my next question was going to be, when did this take place? And you would have to assume, although maybe not, that doing that in the modern era is a lot tougher.
You would think with cameras, but apparently not.
Yep. Chuck, thanks for the phone call.
Chuck,
that's a fascinating story there.
Wow.
Alan, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Good afternoon.
Oh, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey, try to make this quick as I can, I guess. On the postal thing, again, I hauled mail for 32 years, contract driving, short route, only about 80 miles out of St. Louis there. But a few years back, they come up with this, their fancy way of calling it was dynamic route optimization.
Right.
And it has to deal with the longer trips, like from, you know, St. Louis to Chicago or St. Louis to Denver, where, you know, as the norm before, you would have set routes that left on set times each day, regardless if they had 10 pieces of mail or the trailer was jammed full.
Okay.
And so these days, you'll watch your tracking, and you'll notice that, hey, it left St. Louis, but it's in transit. It's in transit.
Yes.
It's in transit.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So what's going on is they will let that trailer sit in the dock door at whatever postal facility until it's nearly full. Then they will call a brokerage outfit, and it becomes like a load of freight.
Oh.
So now your freight outfit comes in. They're under no timeline. They pick it up. The guy takes it. Well, they might pick it up this evening. They might pick it up tomorrow. He might go halfway to Chicago and take a 10-hour break and get it in there the next day, maybe. Or he might go and take 2 days off someplace, and it'll just sit there. They find low-cost brokerage outfits that they will farm that loads up to, and it's like, so that's why, you know, I do a lot of stuff on eBay. Yeah, I might mail four boxes out, ground advantage. Three of them will show up in 3 days. That fourth one, it's just out there meandering around the country.
Wow.
You know, always being updated, in transit. Yeah, and I don't know if you noticed the UPS ground advantage rates, they've actually dropped. You can mail a pretty good weighted package for a pretty good deal. Put your roll in the dice, you don't know when it's going to get there.
Right. That is fascinating. That's really interesting. Wow. There's a lot of these things that, you know, most people would never have thought of. But thank you so much for jumping in here, Alan. That's interesting.
Okay, you know what else is interesting? Is that it's sitting in a truck for a long time. So anybody could at any time, well, I don't really know, but you wonder who's wandering in. That's all I'm saying.
I want that damn box tested for DNA. We're going to find this criminal. I
want to
know what happened.
Now.
I do want to know what happens there. Joe, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Telephone Tuesday. How are you?
Good, sir. This is about the Postal Service. I was listening to you guys. I got a credit card with Home Depot, and Home Depot will not let you pay payments at the store anymore. So I got a money order and mailed it to them. My payments are due on the 4th. I got the bill on the 26th of last month. They still have not received the bill, and it's going to North Carolina. And they won't let me use my credit card right now. I got a $10,000 limit on it, and they said because I haven't made a payment, they haven't received a payment for this month, I cannot use my card.
Oh, that is frustrating.
And not to, you know, raise an issue here that's not appropriate, but can you not pay it online?
I don't do that, sir, because I've been hacked before, so I don't do that. I either send them a check or I send them a money order.
I got you.
And they said, I mean, I don't usually get my bills until like the 23rd or 24th of the month, and then the bill's due on the 4th. And I go, well, if you guys want the bill on time, then send a bill out a little bit earlier and stuff. But this was since last month, sir, and they still have not received March's payment yet.
Yeah, I guess it's these stories. Thanks for the call. It doesn't surprise me, right, that those things are happening. Lloyd, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Good. Is there background?
Go ahead.
Noise?
No, you're on the air. Do I hear noise? I'm sorry.
Okay.
We don't have noise. It might be. Can you hear us or can you not hear us?
No, I can hear you.
Okay,
can you hear me?
Yeah.
I apologize.
No, we can hear you fine.
Traffic.
Yeah, that's okay.
But
jump on
wife,
in.
Story. My wife sent a St. Nick's gift to my daughter in college. Never showed up. You know, my wife checked, and it was in transit, like the guy said before. And then in February, we get a plastic envelope with the envelope that she sent everything in, empty, saying there was no address.
Oh,
so someone stole everything out of it.
Everything. I think this is
and
happening.
My wife went back to the post office, and they're just like, oh, well.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Another story is my daughter, my sister-in-law sent my daughter a birthday card from Chesterfield, and we live in Fenton. and it took 2.5 months.
I know. Those are my favorites. Those are absolutely my favorites. That's happened to me as well, and it's quite something. All right, there. That reinstills a lot of confidence in the United States Postal Service this afternoon. Thanks for the calls. We may have time for a couple more. Hang in there. We're coming back.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
Oh, I love Uncle Bobby Seger, and I love this song, Roll Me Away. And you can always find the bumper music list at the end of the show. I put it on the X, formerly Twitter. I also have been doing a Spotify playlist, and that will be on the playlist today. It's Telephone Tuesday, and we have a couple more minutes here for some phone calls. Susan, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. Good afternoon.
Thank you for taking my call. This has been one of my pet peeves. I am so disgusted with the United States Postal Service. I have called the governor's office, Governor Kehoe, our new governor. I actually called our old governor, actually, Parson. I've talked to Senator Josh Hawley, Eric Schmidt, and I finally got a hold of someone. They called me back, of course, these offices, and they're telling me that there's some type of bill that's going through Congress, and it's supposedly supposed to help the United States Postal Service, and they're investigating it as well. I have been doing mailings, and I will tell you, they had a complaint center downtown, and they had me on a test, which is just a pony ride, really, to tell you the truth. They mail you, and they say, well, mail this back to me, and we'll see how long it takes. Yeah, right. I've had mail that's taken 17 days, 30 days to the gas company. I get late charges all the time because my mail's not getting there. This is the latest, and this is really the kicker of it all. Home Depot made a payment of $1,030. And it got there. It took 17 days to get there. Now, I don't know if it's taken 17 days total, but I got a late charge of $29.
See, that's
making a payment of $1,030.
Right. Yeah, that's where it sucks.
And it is just, I'm paying off my bills. I had to change where our state farm office is because are, we're old timers and we're mailing our checks. We're going to have to do something else because the mail is not getting there. There is times in Florissant that we don't get our mail. We might get mail three times in a week.
Look, these are complaints we've heard before, Susan. So, you know, I can hear the frustration in your voice. And, you know, I think that you're in a position where, unfortunately, and I'm not criticizing, I get that everyone's got a different lifestyle. If you're paying this stuff online, you wouldn't have to worry about this, but other people are.
But wait, Mark, I got a message on Commerce or on the bank website the other day when you pay, you know.
Went off.
When you pay by online, like you pay a bill online, and it said, watch out now, this mail is slow, it may not get there. If it doesn't, it's not our fault.
So Fred just gave this to me. Susan, here's what, that's why I was talking over you, Sue, and I apologize for that.
Okay.
I didn't realize my mic was on. This was a, let's see here, today, when was this, Fred? What's the date on this? What's the date? April 1st. Okay, so April 1st, U.S. Senator Josh Hawley led members of the Missouri Congressional Delegation and basically everyone in sending a letter to USPS Inspector General Tammy Hall requesting an audit of the St. Louis region mail network. This letter follows up on a request that the senator made for an audit of the region nearly a decade ago. So there was, I looked this up, I cross-referenced it, there was a postal reform bill that passed in 2022. I don't even know if it got to the president's desk. There was supposed to be some accountability in that, but you know, these are all good questions. So, you know, when we have Senator Schmidt on, maybe even this week, I'll ask him those questions, okay, Susan?
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll do that for sure, because that's an issue. You know, it's funny. Every time we sit here and we have our discussions about what's going to incentivize people to actually make phone calls, and as soon as I heard Sue tell the story, I thought, oh, yeah, that's going to get reaction here this afternoon. I think we have time for one more.
It affects everybody.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mark, you get to close things out, so don't suck. No pressure.
Hey, Mark. Hey, about 2 years ago, I ordered a $600 optic for a competition handgun, and it is still to this day sitting in Atlanta, Georgia, waiting for transit.
I
contacted the sender who originally sent it. I do a lot of business with him, and he said, don't worry, I got you. You'll have it tomorrow. Next day, I got the optic that he mailed to me overnighted, and then just here recently, I had a barrel for the same competition gun that I ordered from an online store sent to my house, and it's still sitting in St. Louis waiting.
Yeah. Well, that's what happened to me when I tried to send that package to Minneapolis last year. When I looked up the tracking, it was just sitting up there in North County for days. It took 3.5 weeks for it to get to Minneapolis. Uh-huh. And remember at the time, we were taking phone calls from people that were experiencing some of the same things. Thank you for the phone call. Thank you for all the phone calls. I think that was a pretty successful Telephone Tuesday this afternoon, right?
Yeah.
Appreciate Sue Thomas bringing that story to the forefront. One thing I've said before, and you know, I think this reinforces it, this conversation, is I don't believe we need daily mail service from the United States Postal Service. I think we can probably get away with 3 or 4 times a week because people aren't getting stuff every day anyway. And even my wife's aunt, who is a little older, was mentioning, you know, sometimes because of the weather, some people don't even go to their mailbox for a couple of days. So I can certainly advocate for a system that doesn't have 7 days a week, maybe 3 or 4 days, making it more efficient. You know, I wouldn't want the same system, but we'll see what Doge does with all that. We have traffic coming up and then the 5 o'clock hour just around the corner, including an audio cut of the day.
Get more at 971talk.com.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.